Title: Router Raga Cut with Groove Pool Tricks in Ableton Live 12. Intro: Hi. In this lesson, I'll show you how to router Raga Cut with Groove Pool Tricks in Ableton Live 12. This is an intermediate, mastering aware workflow for drum and bass. We'll lock vocal chops to the drums with groove timing and velocity, route the Raga into its own bus with parallel processing, and make sure it survives final glue compression and saturation on the master without sounding stiff. Lesson overview: You'll learn to create a dedicated Raga bus with delay and reverb returns. Extract timing and velocity from your drums with a groove pool and apply that microtiming to Raga chops. Print those grooved cuts so they stay in time. Build a mastering-friendly Raga bus with subtle saturation, light glue compression, and a parallel chain for character. Check the Raga against the master chain and use groove variations across the arrangement. What you'll build by the end, you'll have a routed Raga workflow with a Raga bus and sends to delay and reverb. Groove-based timing and velocity humanization applied and printed to Raga clips. Bus processing that is friendly to the master chain and a quick print check to make sure everything plays nicely together. Step 1. Prep clips and routing. Start by creating an audio track and name it Raga Cut. Put your Raga chops into individual audio clips, or one clip with slices, and enable warp. Use Beats mode for short chops, or Complex Pro for longer phrases. Group the Raga track into a group named Raga Bus. When you group the track, it will automatically route into the bus. Create two return tracks and name them R-Delay and R-Ev. On R-Delay, load Simple Delay. Sync it to 1/8 or 1/16 and add an EQ8 after the delay to low-pass the repeats. On R-Ev, use Hybrid, Reverb or Reverb with a small room preset. Add a pre-delay between 20 and 40 milliseconds and high-pass the reverb around 200 Hz so the low end stays focused. On the Raga track, set your send levels to those returns modestly, around 10 to 20%, so the bus can blend the wet tails without washing out the dry cuts. Step 2. Extract or choose a groove. Pick a groove source that already has the DNB pocket you want, your drum loop or a percussion loop. Right-click the drum clip and choose Extract Groove, or drag the clip into the groove pool. Open view, right arrow groove pool and select the extracted groove. You'll see parameters for timing, velocity, random and timing bass. Pay attention to timing bass. Use 1/16 or 1/32 depending on how fast the Raga stabs are. Step 3. Apply and tune the groove for Raga cuts. Drag the groove onto your Raga clip S or select the clips and choose the groove from the clip view chooser. Now tune the groove pool settings for a musical feel. Timing: start around 40 to 60% to lock the cuts to the drums while avoiding a mechanical result. Velocity: push 5 to 20% to accentuate offbeats and make the cuts feel rhythmic. Random: use 5 to 15% to add subtle humanization. Timing bass: 1/16 for longer phrases, 1/32 for tight stabs and rapid Raga chops. If you want the Raga to sit a touch behind the drums, pull timing below 50% and nudge the groove global timing offset by a few milliseconds in the groove pool rather than overdoing other parameters. Step 4. Audition and print timing solo Raga bus with the drums and toggle the groove on and off to hear the difference. Once you're happy, you need to print the timing so it survives further processing. Two safe ways to print: consolidate, select the Raga clip S, right-click and consolidate. This renders the warped clip with its new timing. Resample the bus, duplicate the Raga track, record the Raga bus output to a new audio track, and replace the originals with that resampled file. Always keep a muted backup of the raw and grooved Raga on a hidden track in case you need to revert. Step 5. Sculpting and bus processing. Mastering aware on the Raga bus. Create an audio effect rack with at least two chains. Main chain: EQ8 with a high pass around 120 Hz to protect the sub. Glue compressor with a slowish attack around 812 ms, 2:1 ratio, aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Saturator set to soft clip. Drive around 2 to 4 dB, and dry/wet around 20 to 30%. Parallel chain: add a second chain for character. Put a drum bus with distortion around 20 and boom around 0.2, then blend this chain at a low level, roughly 10 to 20%. Keep this chain mono under 150 Hz using utility, so the low end stays solid. Use utility or an EQ to control stereo width. Make sure the low end below 120 Hz is mono summed, or use a multiband approach if you need more precision. Step 6. Master chain compatibility checks with your mastering chain active on the master track. Glue compressor, EQ8, multiband dynamics, limiter, solo the Raga boss and toggle the master devices to hear how the Raga reacts. Make conservative master settings. Keep the master ceiling at minus 0.3 dB and limit gain reduction to minimal amounts, ideally 0 to 2 dB. If the master glue compressor starts to pump when the Raga plays, reduce the Raga bus peak level with utility by minus 1 to minus 3 dB, or tame transient energy on the Raga with a transient shaper or faster bus compression. If saturation on the Raga bus is causing pumping, lower the drive or blend the parallel chain less. Step 7. Variation tricks with groove pull. Create a few groove variants from the same drum loop, for example a tight version and a laid-back version with different timing, velocity, and random settings. Assign different grooves to Raga clips across the arrangement to avoid repetition. For call and response, automate the Raga bus send values or automate sending to Rev and pair that with a looser groove for the wet tails, to the reverb, feels more relaxed than the dry cuts. Common mistakes to avoid: don't apply a groove and forget to consolidate or resample. Warps can be changed later and that will undo your timing. Don't overuse velocity in the groove pool. Too much makes vocals sound like volume automation. Keep it subtle, 5 to 20%. Avoid heavy saturation that makes the master glue pump. Use parallel processing and lower blend levels if necessary. Always mono your low end. Stereo low frequency content from vocals can wreck phase and the master mono some. Don't lock the entire track to one static groove. Use variations or the arrangement will fatigue the listener. Pro tips: extract grooves from the element that defines the pocket. Hi-hats for swing, snares for backbeat feel, or percussion for shuffle. Use timing bass 1/32 for fast stabs and 1/16 for longer phrases. If you're using a sampler, apply grooves to MIDI clips instead. Groove pool works on MIDI and can be more predictable for re-triggered samples. Map rack macros for parallel balance, saturation amount, and send levels so you can automate character without rewarping clips. Before consolidating, check warp markers around sibilance and transients. If you see artifacts, tidy markers or try a different warp mode. Mini practice exercise 1. Load a 16-bar DNB drum loop and a 4-bar Raga phrase. 2. Extract a groove from the drum loop and apply it to the Raga. 3. Set timing to about 50%, velocity 10%, timing bass 1/16, /B the groove on and off. 4. Consolidate the Raga clip to print the timing. 5. Create a Raga bus with glue compressor at 2:1 aiming for minus 2 dB gain reduction, saturator at 3 dB drive and 25% wet, and a parallel distortion chain at 12% blend. 6. Route sends to a small stereo delay and reverb and automate the reverb send up for bars 9-12 to create a tail. Verify the master chain responds minimally, adjust if pumping occurs. Recap: you've learned how to build a Raga bus with dedicated returns for delay and reverb. Extract and apply grooves from drums to humanize timing and velocity. Print grooved Raga clip so timing survives further processing. Use a mastering aware bus chain with EQ, glue compression, subtle saturation and a parallel chain for character. Check compatibility with the master chain and use groove variations to keep the arrangement interesting. Closing: use these techniques on any vocal chop or Raga element in your DNB productions to get tight timing, a natural feel, and mastering-friendly behavior. Remember to back up raw clips. Keep processing subtle and vary grooves across the arrangement. Now go experiment and lock those Raga cuts into the pocket.